This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Awkward.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her to leave the dogs inside during the funeral. Let me explain.
Dogs do be barking, though.
I'm listening.
I'm not judging.
You got to listen to this whole story.
Whose dogs were it, bro?
She says, "Hi, Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk for asking my mom to leave her two German shepherds in the house while we bury my brother?"
Oh, your mom and your brother. Yeah, I'm not answering.
This is a dark one.
Nope,
even our IT guy's uncomfortable. Look, Ed, Ed's in here.
Stop backing away, Ed.
Your bookmarks. He's uncomfortable.
Stop backing away, Ed.
So this is what she writes. She says, short backstory, my mom lives way up in the North Woods, so her two German shepherds are free roam dogs on her property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Every time my kids and I go up and visit, it's always chaos because my youngest, who's three, is scared of dogs. Oh. They're obnoxious. They're always excited, especially when the house is full of people. So it's constant yelling from my youngest for help, and I'm constantly having to carry my daughter. So it's always an overstimulated get-together.
Dogs are beating up the kids. I get
mm-hmm.
it.
But I do my best not to get frustrated. My oldest brother is 37 years old. He died in September of 2023. He battled a life with addiction, and ultimately cancer took his life.
Sorry to hear that.
Aw, his birthday is 420. So this year's Easter happens to be on his birthday.
Okay.
My mom has decided she wants to bury him on Easter. My brother wanted to be buried on my mom's property, so I asked my mom during that time if we can leave the dogs inside.
Oh.
I want to be in the moment during that time, not have my three-year-old yelling and trying to climb up my legs because of the dogs. She refuses to leave the dogs in the house, says no, her dogs can be outside. It's her house, so yeah, she gets the final say.
Mm.
So I tell her, when talking about Easter plans, that I'm not planning to bring my youngest daughter.
Oh, Lord.
Told her I don't want to deal with the chaos, and she won't leave the dogs in the house.
All petitious.
She's now saying I'm giving her an ultimatum, and I'm sure this whole situation will end up blowing up. So am I the jerk for telling my mom to leave the dogs inside, or I'm not bringing my youngest daughter? There's a lot going on here.
First things first, it will blow up. It already is
blown up. It's too late.
We're there. Boom.
Okay. So you got a three-year-old afraid of dogs.
Yep.
You want to bury your brother. I'm assuming it's ashes because this was a year and a half ago.
Right.
So you're gonna get the ashes out, and you don't want the chaos.
Right.
So you're just like, well, I'm not gonna bring my daughter to Easter if you're not gonna put your dogs inside.
When you want to be able to have a dedication, a moment, it is everybody's family member, mm-hmm. right? It's not like it's like, oh, I'm just a friend, just not to say a cousin, right? But like, it's a separated family member. It's your brother. it's her son. And we don't know what those dogs, as far as emotional support, what they've been for her in these times. Because it sounds like she lives alone up there in the Northwoods.
And you know what? Like, I don't think it's that serious if she leaves her three-year-old behind. Because the three-year-old's not going to remember any of this.
But
so you're trying
Easter.
To go.
You don't think, I got memories from three. I got memories from 3 years old. Okay.
None.
Okay.
None. And I'm just saying, like, why even, if the kid was older, the kid's three.
Sure.
So now you're just going to have, you're going to be busy with the three-year-old. I don't. And you're saying, well, I'm good. It's like everybody's punishing everybody.
It feels like, yeah, you're starting to punish everybody. But then when did it become such a big deal? Like, in loss, you're supposed to kind of come together. They're not coming together. It feels like it's tearing them apart a little bit.
This is what death does to a lot of people. It tears families apart, which is the messed up thing.
I've experienced it, yeah, with my own family, where you think loss is going to bring you together, whether it's grandma, grandpa, cousin, uncle, whoever, all of the above,
and
grief it doesn't.
Makes people angry, sad, fight, all these things, right?
But you think it's going to make you love and appreciate and be cognizant of the moment, and that's not always how it goes. When my cousin Big Sammy, the one who we named our son Samuel after, when he passed away, we went to his funeral, and he had his dog there. He had rehomed his dog because of a situation, whatever, what have you. And I remember there being a little bit of a discord because some people were thinking, well, why are you having the dog at the funeral? Why do you have the dog at the cemetery, right? Like, there's no need to have the dog here. But the reality is nobody has a say in that, right? That dog also has maybe an emotional connection. And where I'm not putting the dog in an up situation where it's talking and elaborating, right? This isn't Doug. The dog's name's not Doug. Going, squirrel, right? Jokes.
Yeah.
But there is a certain aspect that these pets have in our family lives, man, that you got to give it a little bit of respect. And we don't
know
what aspect this dog has or these dogs have in that mother's life.
Well, you know me, I want to start giving her advice. Like, well, get your three-year-old acquainted with dogs.
Right. Oh,
You know, it's like having a kid that can't swim. Get your kid in swim lessons. Mm-hmm. Same thing. However, this isn't advice. This is she the jerk for telling her mom, leave the dogs inside or I'm not bringing my kid to Easter and the funeral? Is she the jerk for that?
She's standing on business and she's standing
her
ground.
Because the kid's so little. That's why I'm going not the jerk.
She's respecting her boundaries and standing on it. But man, under the situation, I feel like we do this too often and she's doing it to herself. Her mother's trying to stand her ground too. And this is just, you're at odds and you got two rams bopping each other.
This is such a solvable problem, man. I don't know why we fight over such dumb stuff.
Because we don't know what else to do.
Somebody said, not the jerk, Allie, in all caps. The dogs are a jerk to your daughter. I love our listeners. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number. We're going to talk to you guys next. Is she the jerk for not bringing the kid to the funeral, basically, because of the dogs?
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Trish from Racine texted in and said, not the jerk. She has a right to grieve her brother without a screaming child. I would have someone, husband perhaps, come there after the funeral part with the child for the Easter celebration part. Hopefully it's not too much to ask for a mom to have a half day of peace. Who are we kidding, though?
I feel that, but chaos happens on Easter. It's the day of family.
Well, and that's what everybody's kind of texting in. They're like, Allie, it's not just a funeral. It's also Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
So hold on.
It's a whole event.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her mom to leave her crazy dogs inside or she's not bringing her youngest daughter to Easter / her brother's funeral because they're going to put his ashes out as well.
This is tough.
And the dogs are wild. So she's like, I'm not going to bring my kid then.
The mom said, my house, my rules, my dogs.
My dogs. They live up north. The dogs roam free. And the mom said they're going to continue to roam free. Is she the jerk?
The dogs gonna be
here. Yep. Let's start with Natalie in Hartford this morning. Hi, Natalie.
Bye.
Did she say hi or bye?
She said bye.
Bye.
I said hi.
Oh, okay. It sounded like bye. All right, Natalie, is she the jerk if she tells the mom to leave the dogs inside or she's not bringing the kid?
I don't think she's the jerk.
Okay.
I kind of agree with what, was it Trish that texted in?
This Easter Sunday?
That's kind of where I was going, where, like, if that's going to be give her peace and, like, be able to say goodbye to her brother and everything, then that's what works for her. However,
we don't know if she has a husband. She never said a thing about a man in this.
Not at all.
Not a thing.
Not a one, not a two.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So we don't know.
But I also think she should be, like, teaching, okay, not to be whatever, but I think she should be teaching her daughter to, like, get used to being around dogs. This if her true. Mom's got these two dogs, like, you should be like, it's okay. The dogs are, you know, they're safe. They're whatever. And not, like...
Now the daughter's, well, the daughter's climbing up her leg, yelling and trying to climb, going, ah! So now that's probably getting worse because now you carry the anxiety as the adult trying to get the kid up.
And the dogs are probably just getting excited to be around the kid because they're friendly dogs. It's not like these dogs are set out and chasing her around. They're playing.
And here we go again, trying to give her advice. It's not, we're doing it again.
We're just trying to not be judgmental and say, why is your kid scared of dogs? What happened? Right? Like, why aren't you associated? If grandma has dogs, why is the child scared of dogs? Do you not see grandma that much? Right?
Like, so maybe, you know, future.
Right, for the future.
Future, maybe she should work on that. Not that we're giving advice, but no. I don't think she's the jerk for leaving her at home.
Fair enough.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Not the jerk. Thank you for calling, Natalie. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Chris is in Greenfield.
Chris with the nice voice. Who's got a wife? Who's got the wifey?
He's got a wifey, so don't think about it, ladies. Hi, Chris.
What up, Chris?
Buenos dias. Good morning, guys.
Man, why you low the tone?
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, everybody. What's going on?
Stop trying. You thought that you tried out the nicest voice.
Barry and DZ.
Guess what? Allie's here now, and I got the lowest one of all.
Oh, yo. Where'd he come from?
Oh, my God. All right, Chris. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
We are crazy. Okay, jerk or not the jerk if she doesn't bring the kid?
I'm saying she's not the jerk.
Oh, ooh, go on.
I don't think she's the jerk because just given the situation, the timing, it's definitely a time for mourning. I don't think it's something that she should have to worry about her kids.
Yeah.
The mother should definitely take that into consideration. Yes, the dogs are family as well.
Mm-hmm.
But granted, this it's just not the dog setting. I feel like the mother could be the adults, or, you know, take that into consideration. As this is a time for grieving. Let the sister feel, the mother feel, and you know, maybe after the fact, the funeral, Easter, then the dogs can come out, or I don't know. But I feel like just that time may not be the
it's
time.
It's hard
for, you know,
because the mom's like, I'm keeping the dogs,
outside,
and you're just going to have to deal with it.
But this is their yard.
Brittany in Menominee Falls texted in at 414-533-1037. She said, not the jerk. Funerals are hard enough for kids anyway, much less add traumatizing dogs to it. And yes, the mom would be totally consumed with that. Her mom can also make Easter and funeral two separate events if it's that big of a deal for her.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
Well, and I guess doing it this way, not bringing the daughter, then it justifies, okay, now I can also grieve and be here in the moment. My mom can have her dogs out and be as petty as she want to be, since she don't want to put the dogs up for 30 minutes or whatever. Yeah. And then we could just move on with our day. I'm just thinking, man, don't you want your kid there on Easter? That is the kid's uncle
think.
As well.
Amber from Milwaukee texted in and said, she's the jerk. I'd rather have dogs than kids at my funeral. And then she said, I take that back. She's not the jerk. Leave the kid at home. Because like I said, I'd rather have dogs at my funeral and children. Amber from Milwaukee.
All right, Amber.
Okay, Amber. All right, Chris, you say not the jerk.
Doubled
though.
Up.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling.
All right, man. Yep, appreciate y'all.
Okay, bye.
Later, man. Love. Peace.
All right. James from Milwaukee said, I say the mom is the jerk. Obviously, her granddaughter is scared of the dogs. So just put them in the house for about an hour and let them out. Everybody's mad at the grandma. They're actually saying not the jerk. Last one is Ashley in Howard's Grove, which I thought was a suburb of Chicago.
It is not. It is a suburb of Plymouth.
It's
over by Lakeland in Sheboygan.
I went the wrong way, Ashley. Hello. I apologize.
Wepa, wepa.
All right. Jerk or not the jerk? We already had two not the jerks.
What do you think?
I am going with not the jerk.
Ooh, Broom City sweep vacuum.
Sweeping it up. Is it the same reasons?
At the end of the day,
yeah.
You know, as a grandmother, you should be able to choose between your granddaughter and your dogs at a funeral.
Okay.
You don't know also how these dogs are acting. Like, maybe these dogs are super, like, wild and, like, jumping at the child.
She did say that they do.
Yeah.
That they're hyper.
But wait a second. Let me bring in one perspective we never touched on. Did we?
Or,
correct me if I'm, maybe we did, and
what?
I went right over my head because I don't listen. We never talked about the fact that the grandma lost a son.
I did say that.
Oh,
yeah, no,
did?
I did. I was like, yeah, it's a brother, but it's also a son.
When I think about her losing a child, I'm like,
Were you staring at me with a blank stare as I went into the whole monologue? I'm like, how we don't know how these dogs have helped her grieve.
Yes,
we don't know the family members.
I was reading texts. I'm sorry. I feel bad for the grandma when I think about
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. It's her house. It's her rules.
It's her
dog.
It's her kid. It's her son. Yeah.
We don't know what these dogs have done. That's why I went jerk, because now you're saying the grandbaby ain't going to be there.
You saying
she
that.
Already said that her, and she lost a son and she's about to bury him. We're already going through the grief. But it's her grandbaby that now isn't going to be there when she's already burying one baby.
This sucks all around.
Man, don't it?
Yep.
All right. But
I mean, at the end of the day, they need to come to an agreement.
Sure.
Like, they need to give and they need to take in this situation. So hopefully they can figure it out.
We're just taking away. We need to give and take, but we just taking away.
Mm-hmm.
We took away a son. We taking away the dogs. We taking away the granddaughter.
The kid,
we might as well take away Easter and a funeral,
everybody's
too. Let's just
be
keep
alone.
Taking it.
Everybody's
I'm the only one that said jerk.
Oh, God.
What happened?
Well, you're still wrong because it's not the jerk. Hey, thanks for calling, Ashley.
We appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thank you.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.